So we started Tav Resh Mem Hey. I think we're up to Sif Gimel, but we'll do a quick review. So Sif Aleph told us about Lulav Shenifridu Alav Zemizeh, and then Sif Bey spoke about Nifritsu. So the Mishnah, the beginning of Lulav Agadol, tells us that Nifridu, which the pasuk of the leaves open, they could be closed. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to close them, tie them up. And Tanakhama says you can leave the leaves that open, leave them open. And that's kosher. And that's Sif Aleph Lulav Shenifridu Alav Zemi Alzeh is kosher. Then Sif Beis discusses Nifritsu Alav. Nifritsu Alav is puzzle. The question is, what does it mean, Nifritsu Alav? So we have a few, I think we've discussed this, but we have a few explanations. What does it mean, Nifritsu Alav? The leaves are Nifritsu, which is puzzle. So Rashi explains the leaves have totally fallen off and you're tying them up together. Okay, that is brought down in the Ramah, that is in fact puzzle. That makes sense. Tosa says that Nifritsu means that each of the leaves of a lulav are double leaves, as we know. So says Tosa's Nifritsu means that the double leaves have opened, have split, so that they're no longer doubled, or at least the split, whatever. He writes that most of the leaves of the lulav are, which are supposed to be double, are split. So that is how Tosas understands Nifritsu, but the Rambam, they don't understand that as Nifritsu Olav, which is puzzle. They understand that as Nechlaka HaTiyomes, which is puzzle. So they both agree it's puzzle. The question is, where is the psul from? You know what? Which we'll call it, which Mishnah? Which Gemara? And that is going to be, we'll see that soon in Sif Gimel. The Rif and the Rambam, in explaining Nifritsu Alav, they say Shenidadulu Mishedra Shalulav Ka'ale Charios, which is explained to be that the leaves, instead of going up, the leaves are drooping down. They're just going down. The leaves are basically dead, and they're going down. That's going to be a psul of Nifritsu Alav, according to the Rif and the Rambam, and that appears in, that's the beginning of Sif Beis, the Machaber, with the explanation of, I don't know if it's the Ramah, but it's in the parentheses from the Magi Mishnah. Then you have the Tur, who seems to make a distinction between Nifridu and Nifritsu, that Nifridu is when the leaves open, but you could close them, but you don't have to, but they're soft enough to be closed. And Nifritsu is that as time goes on, those leaves that have opened, they become rock hard or wood hard. They basically harden and become like wood, and you can't close them up anymore. And that, the Torah says, is possible. So I'd like to say that the Torah Nifridu means they're open, then they can be closed. According to the Torah, I mean, everyone agrees to the Nifridu, and Nifritsu is it's open, and it can't be closed because they're hardened like a piece of wood. When you read the Torah, it doesn't sound like that's true. If it can't be closed, it's puzzle, but it does not sound from the simple reading of the Torah that that's how he's explaining the Nifritsu of the Mishnah. Okay.
These things happen on a little pen if you leave it on.
If you leave it on the tree.
Yeah.
Now, what is interesting is that the term velo nidaldulu ka'ale acharios is used by the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, which in Mishabura explains that it didn't harden like a piece of wood, and you could close it up, and therefore it's going to be kosher. And that same phrase is used in Sif Beis, sheyidaldu mishedra shalulav ka'ali acharios, and there, the Chaber or the Ramah, or whoever it is, brings it down from the Magid Mishnah, that all it means, it doesn't mean that it opened and hardened. It means it opened to the point where it died, and it's just going, instead of going up, go down. So the same phrase is used to describe two different things. Okay. So let's quickly read through Sif Beis. Nifritsu Olav Ushi Dadu Bishidro Shalulov Ka'ale Acharios. which here the continuation in the parentheses, the Ainu she'enam oli ima shedra. We know lulav leaves go up with the spine of the lulav. And the tzuli and the mata, these are totally drooping down entirely. I've never seen such a thing. Comment. They don't sell them right. And that's going to the apostle. Our God notes as Ramava Koshin and Nifrit to Vineku the Matmina Shedra the apostle, Afilu Ogdan. If it fell off, that's she does Rashi, that's not gonna be good. The Khail in this Kashu Ha'alin Ka'at in the Khamala Shedra, apostle, if it hardens and it can no longer be closed up, that's also going to be apostle. He quotes that from the tour. I'd like to say that that's Nifrit to according to the tour, but that when you read the Torah, it does not sound like that, because after he explains this distinction between being able to tie it up and not being able to tie it up, he then goes on to describe Nifritsu. Nikolza Barov Alan. All this is with the majority of the leaves. Aval Miut Alav Nasukach, it was just a minority of the leaves. Ushar Alan Nisharu, the rest of the leaves are okay. Vadayin Halula Nishar Mukhusaba Alan, and the lulav is still covered with leaves. Kosher. Then it's going to be kosher. Sif Gimel. So the Gemara is Sukkah. Before we do Sif Gimel, the Gemara is Sukkah. So Sif Gimel is going to discuss the leaves, the double leaves splitting in half so they're no longer doubled. Okay? Which we just said, Tosis tells us, is a psul of Nifritsu Olav Pasul. That's not how the Rif and the Rambam understand. It's Pasul, but it's coming from a different place. And we also have to figure out, alright, let's see. The Gemara Sukkah and Daf Lama Beis Manala brings a memra from Rava. Amar Rava, Hai lulav de salik bechad hutza, bal mumhu upasa a lulav that is salik bechad hutza. I will define it as a one-sided lulav. Is a bal mum. It's blemished and it is pasul. The Rishonim give three explanations for Rishonim brought down the tour. Tour pasul is like all three. Explanations are three different variations of what this psul is, and all three are pasul. Rashi says, "Shekol olav mitzad echad." One side has all the leaves; the other side has no leaves. That's going to be pasul. We'll see that now. Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. The Rush brings down a Rav Sar Shalom, who says, "What it means is." Each side of the lulav only has one leaf. That leaf goes from the bottom all the way to the top, but it's only one leaf. That's also going to be pasul. Rav Sar Shalom brought down on the Rosh says that's the psul of this member of Rava. The Shulchan Aruch is going to bring that down in Sif Dalet. The Rambam explains, and this is also going to be brought down now in Sif Gimel, that the lulavs are supposed to be, each leaf is supposed to be doubled, but this lulav was, Hashem made it, not doubled. The leaves are not doubled. There's only one, they're single leaves, not doubled. And that's also going to be pasul, says Rambam, and that is also in Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. So the leaves were created with only, not doubled. Okay, now, the Gemara goes on, Sukkot Daf Lama Beis Amar Aleph. Rav Papa asks the following question. What if it's created with double leaves, but now it's split? The double leaves split. So Tosfos already told us, that's a psula nifritsu ala pasul. Most of the leaves are split most of the way. Actually, no. He says, nifritsu rosh kal ala va'ala migabo, berov alin shevalulu. Okay. So now, what if it's nechlaka tiyoymes, so we have to see what this means, but the Gemara, we'll see there's two approaches as to what does it mean nechlaka tiyoymes, we'll see that in a minute. What's the din? Amishur ben Levi, nechlaka tiyoymes, nasa kemishe, nitla tiyoymes, upasam. The split tiyoymes, the double leaf, that split is as if it's not there, and it is puzzle. So what does it mean? What is this question, nechlaka tiyoymes, that the Gemara Paskins from Rabbi Shimon Levi is pasul. So Rashi understands the tiyomis, which is the way we use the word the tiyomis, is the only basically one tiyomis. That's the middle leaf. The shedra on the bottom goes all the way up and eventually becomes one double leaf and goes all the way to the top. If that top leaf is split, Okay, it says Rashi is going to be puzzle. How much split? We'll see in a second. There are five opinions. The Rav and the Rambam understand the Nechleku HaTiyoymes is Rov Kol Olev Olev, not the middle leaf. The middle leaf is not more special than the leaf on the side. We don't play favorites. But if most of the leaves of the lulav are split, how split? We have to see. Most of the leaves of the lulav are split, and there's no great significance to the middle leaf. Most of the leaves are going to be split. That's called nechlekat yomes, and it's going to be pasul. Now, how much? How split is split? So we have five opinions. Rashi says it's split all the way down to the shedra, and the shedra itself is also split. Down to the next set of leaves that are coming out of the shedra. The whole upper leaf is split, and the shedra itself. You almost need a knife to do that. Okay, that's Rashi. We don't pass on Rashi. Okay. Another opinion says, it's almost like Rashi, has to be split all the way to the shedra. But the shedra itself does not have to be split. The gra holds, and this is going to be the psak in the Mishnah Berurah, Mikra Hadin, Rubo Kikulo. If most of that upper leaf is split more than 50% of the way, so then it's going to be puzzle. Okay, according to these first three opinions, just split a little bit on top, it's no problem. The Taz says Shir Tefach, if it's split a Tefach. And the Chayadam brings down a Chumra of Afilu Mashu. So Yimamish have the Gannet. Okay. So let's see that now in Seif Gimel and Aleph. Rias Olin Shel Lulav Kachi. The way the leaves of the lulav are created is as follows. Kishehem Gidelim, when they grow, Gidelim Shnaim Shnaim Udvukim Migabon. They grow two at a time, meaning each leaf is a double leaf and they are attached from the back. The gav shel shnei alin hu hanikra tiyomis, and the back or the joining of each double leaf is called a tiyomis, like to umim, these twins. Okay, now nechleka tiyomis. If the tiyomis is split, what does it mean? Nechleka tiyomis, explained here in the parentheses, berov ha'alin. Not like Rashi said the middle leaf, but. Yeah, majority of the leaves are split. Psula. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Barov Ha'alim. How much it needs to be split? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Barov Kol Olav Ha'Olav. Each split leaf, each double leaf, is split more than 50%. So more than 50% of the leaves are split. More than 50%. Then it's going to be psula mishvasef katan yebeis davi kilu nitlu legamri. It's as if they are missing. That was the lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, based on the Gemara over there. Hine the day azuah rishona ancient nafkimi the bein shachar olam olam tzaris. According to this, is no special significance on the middle leaf. They're all the same. In nechukah filu kulak shera, and even if the middle leaf is split all the way down the middle, it doesn't matter. It's only one of the leaves, and we need majority of the leaves to be split a majority of the way down for it to be possible. Continues the Machab. Hoyu olav achas achas mitchilas bria. So if it didn't get split, but Hashem made it, is that the leaves are not doubled as they're supposed to be? Velo hoya tiyomes, there is no tiyomes at all. Oh, shekol olav kfulim mitzido ha'echad, on one side they're all double leaves as they're supposed to be. V'tzad hasheni orum, the other side of the loom is naked. Below olin, no leaves at all. Pasul. So this is two of the explanations that we had in Lulav de Salik Bechad Hutza, where Rava tells us it's possible. Okay, so these cases are going to be possible. Look at Sif Dalit quickly, because Sif Dalit is the third explanation of Rav Sar Shalom, brought down in the Rosh of Lulav de Salik Bechad Hutza. Sif Dalit, very quickly, Lohoyu Olav Zeh Al Gav Zeh Kederach Kol Lulavim. You don't have leaves and leaves and leaves going all the way up, coming out of the Shedra, going all the way up. Elazeh Tachazeh, one underneath the other. Oh, actually, this is a different Gemara. This is a Gemara and Daf Choftes. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Tzinei Hara Barzel are kosher. The Gemara questions that we have a Braisa that says, Tzinei Hara Barzel is puzzle. Tzinei Hara Barzel, basically, you have cheap cheap lulavim, in that you don't have a generous amount of leaves coming out, you have very few leaves coming out. So Abaye tells us it depends. If the leaves that come out of the lulav cover each other, then it's going to be kosher, even though there's very, very few leaves there. But if you have a leaf ending at one point, and then there's a space, and then the next leaf comes out above that, so you have a space where the shedra is not covered with leaves, that's going to be possible. So that's the sif dali. You don't have one on top of the other, as is normal. If each one comes up to the other one, so that the entire spine, the whole shedra of the lulav is covered with leaves, it's going to be kosher. That's the Tzinei HaRabarazel of the Mishnah, that's kosher. If Ein Rosh HaShazem HaGil HaTzani Kosher, but there's a space between the leaves. Oh, She'ein Lo Harbe Olin Zeh Al Zeh. There's not a lot of leaves on each other. El Mikol Tzad Yotzei Echad Amat Tzom Chalikar Ve'ola Ad Rosh. You only have one leaf going from the bottom all the way up. That's going to be Pasol. That's the Solik Bechad Hutzot. According to Rav Sashon. Mishmar Sif Katan Chav tells us Hatam, because that everything listed here in Sif Dalit is She'eino Hadar. It's not considered Hadar. That's going to be very significant when we get further on in Hilchos Lulav, because the Psul Hadar is a big, big, big Machlekes Rishonim. Is it Pasul the whole week, or is it only Pasul the first day? Katan Chav Bayom HaRishon pre-eats Hadar. You need Hadar only by Yom HaRishon. That's a very huge Machlokas Rishonim and Machlokas HaPosim. So that's very significant. Let's go back to Sif Gimel, talking about Nechloka Atiyomes. So the Machaber seemed to say Nechloka Atiyomes the way the Mishnah Berurah and the HaPosim explained the Machaber. Most of the double leaves are split most of the way, and there's no significance to the middle leaves. Hagah says the Ramah, the Yishmer Farshim Lomer, the Nechlak Ha'ole Ha'elyon Ha'emtzoi She'al HaShedra. That's Rashi's pshat. It's the middle leaf that's Nechlak HaTiyomis that's possible. We don't care about the other leaves. We only really care about the middle leaf. Then it's going to be possible, according to this first opinion in the Ramah, Ha'ole Ha'elyon Ha'emtzoi She'al HaShedra, Ad HaShedra. It's split all the way down to the Shedra. Mikri Nechlak HaTiyomis. The Hochi Noagim, meaning Ashkenaz, is to pay attention to the middle leaf. See if that one is split, not so much the other leaves. Mishmura Sifkata and Tetzavah. The Imkol HaChedra B'Shnei Olin, sometimes the Shedra will end off with not one Tiyayimis that goes all the way up to the top, but two. So yesh al shneim shem tiyomis, and both of them have a din tiyomis. V'im nechlecha achas me'am pasul. If only one of them is split, it's going to be pasul. Here the Ramah tells us, the first opinion of the Ramah, is that for the lulav to be pasul, for nechlecha tiyomis, A, we look at the middle leaf, and B, it has to be split down to the shedra, all the way split. Mishmer Sif Kota on Tez Zayin Had a Shedra Ayin Bebir Agro Sheiskim Dil Dini Yesh Lahachmer Berubo the Bechol Psul Rubo Kekulo Amiksasor Ein Lahachmer Klau. So the Ramah, the Mishabura brings down from the Gra that Meikir Adin Yesh Lahachmer Rubo Kekulo. So it doesn't need to be split all the way down to the Shedra. It only needs to be split 51%, more than 50%. Most of the way down to the Shedra, that's enough to pass the Rubik Kula. But if it's less than that, says the Gra Ein Lachmi Klau. Although we will see that not everyone agrees with that. Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Zayin Upaso. Here the Mishabura says, this is not everyone agrees with this either. Hainu Bi Yom HaRishon. It's only a Psul for Yom HaRishon Nechlekot Yomes. Aval Bishar Hayomim Kosher. The rest of the days is going to be kosher. That's the Magen Avraham from Rabbi Inu Yerucham. Not everyone agrees with that, but that is the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. That this Psul of Nechlekat Yomis is only on the first day. Continues the Ramah. So, Hochi Noagin. That we look at the middle leaf and not all the other leaves. And the first opinion of the Ramah is the psul is ad hashedra, or split 100% of the way down. And the Mishnah Berurah brought from the Gra, who wants to say, Rubo Kakulo, if it's split more than 50%, that's like being split all the way down. And it sounds like the Ramah holds that that's Me'ikar Adin. Either the whole way down, or, like the Mishnah Berurah explains, most of the way down. Mir continues the Ramah. L'chadchila mitzvah merimuv chanogin li delulav shalo nechlak ko'ala ha'elyom klav. The chadchil is the mitzvah and the mufcha that the lulav is the middle tiyoymes, the middle leaf is not split at all. Ki yesh machmirin afilu b'nech leksas. There are those that are machmir even if it's split a little bit, not the grok. Im also all the ainu kafu mitzchilas b'yasa apostle. And if the middle leaf is a single leaf, that's how it was made, that's how it grew, that's still going to be apostle. If he has his choice of lulav, if there's only one lulav in town, so like the good old days, so if there's only one lulav, there's only one lulav. But if you have your choice, so then mitzvah min hamufcha to pick one that's not split at all. But if that's the lulav that you have, you don't need to take your friend's lulav. Make your date, it's kosher. Not just make it in. It's kosher. The chatchila mitzvah mina mufchar to take a. Why yesh machmir mishvus of cutting your test? Why are they machmir? But taimam the idea nanuim because by shaking the lulav rogilias b'sofo soduk kulo. So it's they're afraid that the split is going to continue and get split all the way and then be possible me ikaradin. So the machmir not to take it even when it's split a little bit. Which is very similar to what we learned about a lengthwise crack in the shofar, where there are those that are machmir, even on a mashahu, because by the power of the tzkiyas, it will continue to split and will split in time. The ayin betaz continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot in Yudaz. Dildaita in the hachmir bezarakim nechlak kishir tefach. Only if it's split a tefach do you have to worry about it. Less than a tefach is okay. A tefach is 3 to 4 inches. That's still it's plenty of room to be makil, and it's split a little bit on top. V'chayodim kasav de deyazu yesh lahachmer filu b'mashu that you should be machmer even for a mashu. V'ayim b'mashu kasav b'zivkon tezayim shem agra that if it's less than rov a lahachmer klal was lashon of Mishnah Berurah. Quoting the Gra over there in Sifkat Tazayim. Yal Kain. Im yesh lulav acher yosef lulav achol mishum yos tov. So, get the best lulav you can get. Ava medina ein locha shezek klal, because mashal nechlak grubo. As long as it's not nechlak rov, medina, there's nothing to worry about. Mind the comment of the Sif Zayim. In Yisrachik u'sheish dokov zemizah achinur kishnayim. Pasol. Then we have a din called Himnik. And Siv, Zion, the Gemara discusses Sukkah Lamibes, Nizdak, Pasher, Soduk, Pasul. So what's Nizdak, what's Soduk? Rapapa explains, if it's Ovid Kehimnik. Ovid Kehimnik means it looks like, so Rashi has a very lenient opinion. Ovid Kehimnik, it's like a shape like a V. There's a very interesting picture in the Gemara where it's like shaped a little bit like a pitchfork, like a... Basically like a fork missing the middle two teeth. Yeah. Very, very split. Rashi wants to say it's referring to the Shedra. The Shedra itself is split into two. Okay, most poskim don't hold that way. They hold if the top is split on top. So it's not pasul mitad nechokatiomis because we had 5 shitas. All the way, more than all the way, most of the way, a tapach, and not split anything like that. But if it's very split to the point where it looks like mamish two different things, like a V, that's going to be possible. Look at Siv Zayin. Tuf Reish Mem Hey, Siv Zayin, Nizdak, if it's split. Im Nisrachiku Shnei Sdokav Zemi Zeh, Achiniru Kishnayim, if it looks like two separate things, then it's going to be possible. Agav, Afilo Nechukat Yomis, Oh yeah, Nabi Nishi Possel, Lula Mikoch Nechukat Yomis. You might say, right, it's going to be possible Mishum Nechukat Yomis. No, we just had 5 shitas in Nechukat Yomis. Maker Adin, if it's not split rov, it's fine. But if it's mamish split like a V. Now, the briskas are very makbid, although they bring down in front of Sternbach. The briska rov himself was very, very makbid. They shouldn't be split even a tiny bit that it has a din possible kehimnik. But the Brisker Rav did not paskin like that for the Tzibur, but his Talmidim saw that he himself was personally Machmir and Makbid, so they took it upon themselves. However, they bring down from the Marsham, from the Das Torah, from the Chazon Ish, from the Stipler, and from Shlomo Zalman, everybody says that, you know, that little teeny tiny thing on top, where you see the, you know, split a drop, that has to be a significant V. Significant V, and one of the stories will say, if you're not sure, it's kosher. So that's then. That's the mamish nirikishnai. Well, that Dirshu brings it down in footnote 53 from Chuvitz van Hagis from Rishdumba. Hagrizo pasul hin the kosher umidina. Rakshla atzmo chipeis lulo mudash ibo mokom afilu lach kora kashrusov. Mizenagukin gam kama mitalmida. So the talmidim of the Briskerov were makmid like the Briskerov himself. But all the posts are makel, and the minig is to be makel, and that comes from the overwhelming majority of the post game, unless it's mamish shaped like a real V. So then, is it going to be okay? So that's Tafresh Memhei, a review of Aleph and Beis, and then we did Gimel, Dalet, and Zion.